From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgian police are searching for a third suspect in Tuesday's triple terror bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station that killed at least 34 and wounded more than 200. At least two others were believed to have been suicide bombers. Islamic State has claimed responsibility.
Nous voulons tout mettre en œuvre pour réussir.
Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said everything is being done to return life in the country to normal. He said freedom was hit in the heart in Brussels. President Obama, delivering remarks to the Cuban people in Havana Tuesday, denounced the attacks.
We will do whatever is necessary to support our friend and ally Belgium in bringing to justice those who are responsible. And this is yet another reminder that the world must unite in fighting against the scourge of terrorism.
At least nine Americans are among the wounded in Geneva as he shuttled between Syrian delegations in proximity peace talks. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura said the Brussels attack underscores the urgency to end the Syrian conflict.
The message we are drawing out of it, we need to extinguish the fire of war in Syria. We need to find a political solution.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is off to Moscow and talks with Russian officials about both Syria and Ukraine. The trip follows Moscow's surprise announcement of a partial withdrawal from Syria. A senior Burundian army officer who was an ally of President Pierre Nkurunziza was shot dead in the capital Bujumbura Tuesday. Lieutenant Colonel Darius Ikurakura was shot at the defense ministry by an unknown assailant. Sporadic violence has plagued the country since Mr. Nkurunziza announced a year ago his intention to seek a controversial third term. This is VOA News. President Obama is in Argentina, where he'll meet Wednesday with President Mauricio Macri. It's the first trip by a U.S. president to discuss bilateral relations in nearly 20 years. Mr. Obama arrived from Cuba, where he finished a historic three-day visit. Tuesday, he addressed the Cuban people on state-run television, saying it's time to move beyond a half-century of Cold War animosity with the communist island nation, saying the trade embargo and a policy of isolation in Cuba hasn't worked.
We have to have the courage to acknowledge that truth. A policy of isolation designed for the Cold War made little sense in the 21st century. The embargo was only hurting the Cuban people instead of helping them. And I've always believed in what Martin Luther King Jr. called the fierce urgency of now. We should not fear change. We should embrace it.
Speaking at Havana's Grand Theater, Mr. Obama took aim at the communist island's lack of democratic values.
Even if we lifted the embargo tomorrow, Cubans would not realize their potential without continued change here in Cuba. I believe that every person should be equal under the law. I believe citizens should be free to speak their mind without fear, to organize and to criticize their government, and to protest peacefully, and that the rule of law should not include arbitrary detentions of people who exercise those rights.
Mr. Obama said while both countries formally restored diplomatic ties last year, more change is needed in Cuba, especially on human rights. In Yemen Tuesday, U.S. warplanes conducted airstrikes against an al-Qaeda training camp. A Pentagon spokesman said the camp was used by dozens of terrorists belonging to al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. In U.S. presidential politics, media outlets project New York businessman Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, winners of the Republican and Democratic Party Arizona state primary election. Voters in Arizona and two other states in the West, Utah and Idaho, went to the polls Tuesday. The U.S. Space Agency NASA's partner Orbital ATK late Tuesday launched its unmanned Cygnus resupply cargo ship to the International Space Station.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition and liftoff of the Atlas V rocket with Cygnus, with supplies for the crew, experiments for the science.
The Cygnus capsule contains nearly 630 kilograms of food, equipment, and scientific research for NASA, including a first-ever fire experiment. Tunisia has extended its state of emergency again for another 3 months following last November's Islamic State suicide bombing at Tunis that killed 12 presidential guardsmen. Tunisia Tuesday also hosted talks with Libya's neighbor on the growing IS threat. The UN Tuesday said it closed its military liaison office in Western Sahara following a demand by Morocco, the latest in a dispute which erupted after UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon criticized Morocco's annexation of the former Spanish territory. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.